presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
The Washington Times stories. Advocacy.
March 2nd, 5:10 America, New York. Biden gets tough on pandemic fraud. Promises more money, time to prosecute scammers. President Biden is proposing more money to go after pandemic fraudsters, and calling on Congress to pass legislation giving investigators and prosecutors more time to bring criminal cases and new powers to recover money from those they can't prosecute.
New York Times World News.
March 2nd, 5 o'clock America, New York. Canadians fume as migrants surge at their border. A surge in illegal crossings from the United States has led to calls to shut down a rural road on the Canadian border. Migrants from Afghanistan, Angola, Zimbabwe and other places arriving at the Roxham Road border crossing this month in St. Bernard de la Call, Quebec.
New York Times World News.
March 2nd, 5 o'clock America, New York. A Ukrainian mayor disappeared, but questions of his loyalty did not. Traitor or hero? A decision by the former mayor of Kherson to remain in his post under Russian occupation has divided opinion, even after he vanished. A cell at the prison where Russian forces held and interrogated prisoners during their occupation of Kherson, Ukraine.
Washington Post World.
March 2nd, 4:34 America, New York. Egypt raises price of gasoline in latest hike amid inflation. Egypt has announced it is raising the price of some types of gasoline, the latest hike to beset the cash-strapped North African country.
Washington Post World.
March 2nd, 4:30 America, New York. Greek railworkers strike over conditions after deadly crash. Rescuers using cranes and heavy machinery are searching the wreckage of trains involved in a deadly collision that sent Greece into national mourning and has prompted strikes and protests over rail safety.
Time. March 2nd, 4:30 America, New York. Prince Harry and Meghan have been evicted from their UK home. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle have been asked by King Charles to give up their UK home, a spokesperson for the couple confirmed to the media on Wednesday.
Time.
March 2nd, 4:02 America, New York. The UK is grappling with vegetable shortages. Is Brexit to blame? London. When European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen visited Britain last week, some joked on social media. Can you please bring us some tomatoes? People in the UK.
Time. March 2nd, 4 o'clock America, New York. Why Lebanon is having a surprising solar power boom. About 2,300 featuring above Beirut in the Matan District Mountains, Roger Maslum and his brother Elias greet me on an unusually balmy winter day as they chop wood to help keep their early 20th century home warm before the cold returns.
Washington Post World.
March 2nd, 3:12 America, New York. 20 injured by turbulence aboard Germany to Mauritius flight. Several people have been injured in turbulence during a flight from Frankfurt to Mauritius.
BBC News World.
March 2nd, 2:02 America, New York. Indian guru's fictional country attended UN events. People claiming to represent the United States of Kailasa had participated in two UN committee meetings.
Mirror World News. March 2nd. 157 America, New York. Man ate worms and drank urine to survive brutal 31 days lost in the Amazon jungle. Jonathan Acosta, 30, has told how he became lost in part of the Amazon jungle in Bolivia and was forced to eat worms and drink his urine while fighting off wild boars that attacked him.
BBC News World.
March 2nd, 101 America, New York. Aboriginal spears taken by Captain James Cook to be returned to Australia. The spears, seized by British explorer James Cook, will be handed back to their traditional owners.
New York Times World News.
March 2nd, 058 America, New York, your Thursday briefing. Here's what you need to know. Bola Tinubu is a powerful political kingmaker in Nigeria.
BBC News World.
March 2nd, 011 America, New York, G20 foreign ministers meeting. Ukraine to take center stage at Delhi talks. The war in Ukraine is expected to overshadow talks as the world's biggest economies meet on Thursday.